You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
He says no one has given up land, wife, children.
You're the only person I've ever heard quote that aspect of
who will not get back a hundredfold in this life and the life to come.
Exactly.
Now, I will say he's given me finances to make up for all that, but I am a little upset that I don't have children.
Yeah.
But, you know, he can make up. I mean, he might say, my only consolation is, well, Jesus didn't have children. Mm-hmm. But I think he'll be okay as far as. So maybe they'll let me play in the watering hole with a few of these guys. I'd love to hear the sound of children laughing in the swimming hole or something, huh?
I'll be meeting with my son in a week and a half. Yeah.
You're blessed.
Yeah.
What does he do for a living?
He's an IT guy for the Yakima School District.
Where's that? Where's Yakima?
Yakima in Washington State.
That's where Debbie Maycomber lives, in Seattle.
Yeah.
So he's an IT guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning?
He
IT means?
Internet. Tech.
Yeah.
He repairs the computers for the school district and programs them and all that kind of stuff, all the different things like that.
I'm always looking for somebody young and gifted who can help me with, promotion on the social media and stuff.
But he's 49. So
youngster.
He's been at it,
He's
been
a youngster.
Been at it a while, so.
Let's tell more tales about around the world. So how many countries have you been to? Did you ever count?
You know, I've lost track, and I don't, because it's, for me, it's not as about the numbers. People ask me, how many miles have you gone? I don't have any idea. I don't have an odometer on the cross.
Well, God told David not to count the horses, right?
Yeah, and not to, and he got in trouble for counting soldiers and stuff. So I have not, I can guesstimate and shoot from the hip, but it's just a guesstimate, you know, on the number of miles in all of these years. It's you know, I'm guessing approaching maybe 24,000. I don't know. And so it's about the people along the way. And I can say
Nicaragua, Ukraine, say what? Go ahead.
Is I average 2 to 3 people per mile pull over. 25%.
2 to 3 people per mile?
Per mile pull over on the
You better
open
watch
road.
Out. You might have some competition. Maybe I'll get on the road. I've often thought about getting on the road. What's you looking at?
She's wanting me to be closer to the mic.
So what were we saying? I forgot.
And stuff. Well, 2 to 3 people per mile pull over. And I've had everything imaginable. Pull over. Of course, in big cities, like in Mexico, we were talking this morning, hundreds of people, literally hundreds, just surged to the cross. And I'm preaching and giving out tracts as fast as I can and sharing the gospel. And in many countries, that's the way
it is. Do they give you a microphone so you can preach?
No, you just let her rip, you know. And that's why I've blown out some of my vocals.
America, Canada, Bahamas, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, Belize, Honduras. Rotain, I don't even know where that is.
It's an island in the Caribbean.
Fiji, T-O-N.
Tonga.
Mm-hmm. N-I-U-E.
Niue, which is another little island in the South Pacific.
New Zealand, Chatham Islands, England, France.
Chatham Islands, just FYI, is literally the uttermost part of the earth. If you put a string on Jerusalem and you go over the globe, around, any which way you want to go, the farthest landmass you can get is the Chatham Islands, which is literally the uttermost part of the earth. And I was in New Zealand, and I said, I'm going to the Chatham Islands. I'm this close. I'm going to the uttermost part of the earth. So I flew out there and took the gospel out there, preached on a little bitty radio station. You talk about this one. This is huge. This was a little guy at a desk in his laundry room, you know, and shared the gospel with the whole island. And so I'm here to tell you the gospel has been to the literally the uttermost part of the earth.
Tahiti, England, France, Holland, East Germany, West Germany, Finland, Russia, Egypt, Israel, Philippines, Belgium, Luxembourg, Ukraine, Nicaragua. Now,
Doreen and I went down the Amazon River in Peru just a couple of years ago.
Do you know about Elliot? Was it George? Who's the guy who says he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose?
Jim Elliot.
And you know, I met Elizabeth.
Did you?
Before she passed, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's, in case folks don't know, Jim Elliot was in his 20s. And decided to be a missionary going down
the jungles of Ecuador.
Yep. And he said, he is no what a great line. Genius. Had to come from the Lord. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Even Jesus in the scripture says, why do you work for that mm-hmm. that does not endure?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he goes down there, and they spearheaded him and all the others through the head.
Right.
Elizabeth gets in a boat and goes down the canoe, whatever it is, you go down there and wins the man who killed her husband to Jesus. And then they tell her that the moment they killed all the missionaries, they saw angelic these beings in white flying all around in the air.
Amazing story.
This is, yeah. He was no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Now,
if we could learn that in America, that would be great.
The deception of riches. You know, I mean, you look at a guy, a world leader. There's a world leader out there right now. I won't mention his name. $200 billion. I mean, if you had any sense, why don't you just get in your jet and go to the beach, you know, with your lover or whatever. Go with your kids. Have some fun. Cartel. Now, you said you've been approached by the cartel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I interviewed a guy. They're making a movie of him now. He was in the cartel. He had five girlfriends and a wife. He's swimming in the ocean in Miami. He comes out. He's talking to this couple from Canada. He says, "I hate my life. I don't know what happened that he said this." But they said, "Come back up to the hotel room." They led him to Jesus. He leaves the cartel, and now they're making a motion picture about what happened. I interviewed him a few months back at Barnes & Noble down in Palm Beach. Anyway, so I said to him, "I've always wanted to ask this because you see the movies. The guy's got millions of dollars. You could leave now. The cops haven't caught you yet. You know, I think about this with the mafia. What, the cops haven't caught you? Go now. Enjoy. All you need is a few million bucks to live. You can live great. You don't need to have hundreds of million." And I said, "Why don't you cash it in and just go?" He says, "The curse of more. You want
more.
Listen, I think of, I used to think of Donald Trump, and I can take vacations. I don't think someone like Donald can take a real vacation. I think he might be able to take 2 days playing golf. But, you know, Emerson said we forge the chains that bind us. And we get all caught up. And I'm saying this in case somebody out there, you need to be set free. The Lord can set people free from the bondage of self, from the bondage of stuff.
It is bondage.
You know, and I want to ask you this, though. So you're traveling along and you talk to people. I remember seeing Bernie Sanders up in Vermont a couple of years ago at the end of a July 4th parade. And I'm an observer, so as well as a listener and a talker, probably more than anything. But anyway, so I see him, and he's at the end of the parade, and this young man, maybe in his mid-30s, comes up running up to him to shake his hand. And he shakes his hand. Bernie puts out his arm, doesn't look the guy in the eye, just looks over his shoulders, looking around, who else is around here that I need to talk to, blah, 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 blah. And at that moment, of course, my opinion of him went way down. And at that moment, I realized if you cannot care about one, you cannot care about 1 million. And what you said is, you said the Lord said, don't count the horses to David. Don't count your soldiers, right, with Gideon. Don't, and he's told you not to, like you said, I don't know what, I don't count.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. Like right now, it's you and I having this conversation, and that's what God's interested in.
Exactly.
You know, it's not a collective thing.
Who has an open heart on the other end? Who's listening? There's somebody sitting in the front seat of a car somewhere right now that's struggling with fears and doubts and guilts, and things are haunting them.
And they accidentally tuned into this at this time.
And they're just a prayer away from a changed heart, a changed life, a changed home. You know, Jesus is the author of change. If anybody be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. It happened in my life, and I've seen it time and time and time and time again around the world. Some of the hardest and coldest people's lives change because of an encounter with a living Lord Jesus Christ. He's not a historical person of the past that we can't communicate with. He's a liar.
And he's not a prophet either, because if he was a prophet, he was a liar, because he said, no man comes to the Father except through me.
Right.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved and not die.
Yeah. Amen.
And so call upon the Lord while he may be found. He says, those who seek me shall find me.
Yeah. When you
with all the heart,
me with
all your heart.
Yeah.
You will find me when you seek me, if you seek me with all your heart.
Exactly.
Like you really wanted him when you were down at the bottom.
There was nowhere else I could turn. I tried everything else. And there's people out there that I mean, they've snorted everything imaginable, smoked everything, drank everything, done everything they can.
I have no idea that they're searching for the God they're experience.
They're looking for a Savior. That's what they're looking. Something that will put it together for them. And there's only one. They nailed him to a cross. Mm-hmm. And he gave his life for us on the cross. That's why I carry the cross around the world. He gave his life for us on the cross, that through the resurrection, he could give his life to us. He comes and takes up residence within his heart. I tell people all the time, I'm happier now when I'm not happy than I used to be when I was happy.
Do you have a home?
We have a house. We have now bought a home in West Virginia. And so we have
I'm supposed to be in Hopewell, Virginia to sing next weekend.
Oh, are you?
Well, yeah, I went to Zimbabwe, Africa with a pastor. Has nine children. Well,
oh, cool.
Eight that are living.
Yeah.
But
we're in southeast West Virginia.
How do you like that? Over near the homestead or that area?
We're over by the Princeton Bluefield area.
Sure.
And stuff. And so so
this is what I want to talk about, finances.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get financed? I mean, are there people that say, I'm going to send you a dollar, and they faithfully do every year for your whole life? Are there people that come along, write a big check for 10 grand and say, here you are, you know, I owe this to the
That'd
Lord?
Wonderful. Yeah.
How does this all work?
Just completely trust God. We walk now. We have a few people that are regular supporters. They come and go. People, you know.
Do you spend any of your walking? You don't have a vehicle?
No, I have.
Not this time.
Yeah, this time we have our motorhome. God gave us a motorhome.
So you'll go to a town, walk around. You don't necessarily walk all the distance between all these places.
No, we have
sometimes you do when I'm not with you.
Yeah, well, if she's not with me, it's as broad as it is long. You know, there's times I'll set out, like with the backpack on the cross there. I go to a country and I carry the cross. And I've lived in the bushes. I've slept in everything imaginable. That's why I tell people my wife is my hero. She has made a home out of everything from cargo vans to jungle huts to, you know, you name it, around the world.
Yeah, that is an odd gift that God, not an odd gift, it's a great gift, because you're right. If this world was left up to men, you and I would be sitting in front of our orange crates right now. We'd probably still have the microphones because men are good inventors, but we'd be sitting on orange crates. You know?
And
I mean, my wife Barbara is the one that designed this.
Yeah.
This is all her.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Where did she get these ideas? The black and the burgundy, and isn't it lovely decorated?
It is beautiful.
I've had people from around the world come in here and go, oh, I've been in radio studios. This is a nice, and it's not the biggest radio studio, but something about it. She did a great job, didn't she?
Beautiful.
And but you're right, though. A woman, well, my mom used to say, bless her, she said that the woman is the center of the household.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
Bells will be ringing, the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greetings. One.